make me feel like this is my last time. Jesus Christ. I mean, I feel like, damn, I never thought that I would even not only live this long, but to be playing at 85. You know, I had a lot of dreams when I was very young, but I didn't dream that I'd be out here doing this since 1945.
Some jazz musicians come on the scene, make their mark, and then fade away as styles and tastes change. Others are rediscovered or have a resurgence late in life, though not always at the peak of their form. And then there's Roy Haynes. In his earliest days, he was a swinging drummer for Louis Armstrong's big band. He established himself as a true drum set innovator in the heart of the bop era, creating a signature sound on cymbals and a snare drum touch so crisp, it earned him the nickname Snap Crackle. His rhythms powered the bands led by Monk, Coltrane, Miles, Sarah Vaughan, Chick Corea, and so many others. Now, he's on our stage with an all-star band featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Kenny Garrett playing saxophone, Dave Holland on bass, and Danilo Perez on piano. This is Jazz at Lincoln Center. I'm Wendell Pierce. Roy Haynes chose one among the hundreds of recordings he's been a part of. From Sonny Rollins' first big band date, Big Brass, this is Rollins' composition, Grand Street.
Wow, is this some night or what? That last composition we just played is called Grand Street. That's a street here in New York, Lower Manhattan, Grand Street. Sonny Rollins wrote that back in the 50s. He used to live on Grand Street. So I wanted to play that tonight, and you guys really did it, man. Kick mucho butt. Yeah, that was beautiful, man. When? Oh, my God. And next tune is something by Monk. Monk's Dream, I think it's going to be.
Thank you.
Monk's Dream. The ageless drummer Roy Haynes leading an all-star crew. Kenny Garrett on alto saxophone. Winston Marsalis, trumpet. Danilo Perez at the piano. And Dave Holland on drums. You can hear this and many more Jazz and Lincoln Center programs at jalc.org. Find the words behind the music in our Jazz Stories podcast. jalc.org. Bring home the swing with Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio. I'm Wendell Pierce.
I wanted to be one of the greatest drummers in the world ever since I can remember.
Born in Boston in 1925, Roy Haynes' first professional gig came when he was 19. In 1945, he got the nod to come to New York. From a man who played with King Oliver and fronted Louis Armstrong's big band.
And his name was Louis Russell. He's the guy that somebody told him about me. And he sent a special delivery letter from New York to the union in Boston. You know, we had two unions in those days, a black union and a white union, you know. I got this special delivery letter to join this band, and they told me how much they would pay me, and I'd be playing at the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem and the Apollo Theater, and I jumped at it, you know, 18-piece band at the Savoy Ballroom. We rehearsed in Harlem in one of the brownstones. I'll never forget it. I used to hear some of the old timers say, I wouldn't leave Harlem to go to heaven.
Woo! Roy Haynes and Ensemble with Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust with We'll Be Together Again. The kind of music that would give Luis Russell's band and the dancers in the Savoy Ballroom a chance to catch their breath and dance close.
Thank you.
Bright, Mississippi. From the Rose Theater in the House of Swing, Roy Haynes at the drums, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Kenny Garrett, alto saxophone, Dave Holland, bass, and Danilo Perez playing piano.
Roy has defined an area of music, you know. He's a very individualistic artist and has a, you can't just call him a drummer. The way he plays encompasses so much concept and so much of the way the music should feel. It's like entering a world with him.
In the late 1960s, pianist Chick Corea met up with Roy Haynes and Stan Getz's band. That was less than halfway through Haynes' career, to date. They've played together in duos, trios, and larger ensembles.
He just plays the drums like no one else. It's a Roy Haynes way of playing the drums is the best way to describe it. Roy has developed that sound, you could call it, right from the very first time I ever heard him, which was on a 78 vinyl RPM recordings of Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker's segment. The master drummer Roy Haynes at 85. Still and ever a force of nature. A few other forces to be reckoned with in the ensemble. Kenny Garrett on alto saxophone and Dave Holland on bass. Our very own artistic director Wynton Marsalis playing trumpet and Danilo Perez at the piano. Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is produced at Murray Street. This program was written by David Gorin. who produces the series with Alexa Lim, and our senior producer, Stephen Rath. The recordings were mixed at XM Productions by Rob McCumber. Additional recording at WWNO New Orleans by Jenny Lawson. You can hear this program at jalc.org/jazzcast. And you can hear more of Roy Haynes in his own words at our Jazz Stories podcast at jalc.org/podcast. The executive director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Adrian Ellis. Kat Henry supervises recording and broadcast. The artistic director is the aforementioned trumpeter. I'm Wendell Pierce. Thanks for joining us.